Well, John Reddy, an emotional day, I'm sure. How are you feeling at this moment?
Yeah, it's still hasn't quite sunk in. You know, the last couple of days, obviously, last day training yesterday at Colney, hasn't sunk in that I won't be going to sit back in my spot. So, and today was a fantastic way to go out, you know, with a result like that and a clean sheet, and the opportunity to say goodbye to the fans it meant a lot to me. So.
No doubt it's not an easy situation to have to deal with. When did you find out and when did it sort of sink in?
I was told Tuesday, just before it was released, about 11:15 my meeting was. So, but you know, Stuart and Alan both made it clear that if I wanted to play today, then they wouldn't have a problem with that, and I was determined to play. And I said that, you know, it was never a question of not playing or not training. You know, wanted to finish it off right, and you know, luckily today we got the result.
Yeah, that must have been how you dreamt it would go, wouldn't it, before the day?
It was all right, wasn't it? Yeah, not too much to do as well, which was nice. So yeah, could enjoy the day, enjoy the sun.
What happens now then? How do you plan for next season, and where next for John Reddy?
Well, immediately me and my family will take a break, go on a holiday, you know, just have some relaxation time and reflection, and then, you know, my agent's working on that, and by the time hopefully June comes, we'll have some offers on the table, and then we'll go from there.
And just finally, where will this club stand in your career once it's all done?
Well, I can't put that into words. You know, the opportunity that it gave me 7 years ago when Paul Lambert brought me to the club for 250 grand, which doesn't seem like much at this day and age. You know, you'd never have dreamt it would go this well. And, you know, obviously we've had our ups and downs, but I think there's been far more highs than lows during my time here. And I feel very proud to be part of arguably the most successful period of the club's modern history. And, you know, it will always hold a special place in my heart, not just the club, the area as well. My daughter was born here, my son grew up here, and, you know, it's somewhere where we'll probably come back to when I finish playing, like many of the former players do. And I think that speaks volumes about the area as well.
John, for today and for the 7 years, thank you very much.
Cheers, Michael, thank you.
John, very briefly, was that the first time you wore the captain's armband for Norwich, or have you worn it before?
No, I have worn it before, yeah, but we lost 4-2 that game, so this was nicer. Yeah.
How much of an honour was it to wear that and for Russ to make that gesture?
No, it was massive, and you know, Russ texted me during the week and said he'd like me to do it, and I was a bit reluctant, to be honest. I didn't want to turn it into a bit of a carnival atmosphere and such, but Russ was adamant, and Alan was more than happy to agree. And, you know, I can't place on record my thanks to Russ enough for that. It was, you know, being here just for as long as we both have, you know, for him to make that gesture was superb, and it shows what type of guy he is.
Any tears today, John?
No, I managed to hold him back. Yeah, managed to hold him back. I felt one coming out and I sucked it straight back up. So, yeah, not today.
There was one little touch where you took on a couple of players outside of your area in the second half. You started to enjoy yourself at that point?
I don't know about enjoying myself. I took the first touch and then brought it down and wondered what I was going to do next. So luckily, I saw Dozer and managed to pass it and get rid of it. But, yeah.
At what point did you... Because I know you were told on Tuesday, but I'm just wondering about when you possibly had an inkling that you might not still be here next season, or was it literally when they sat you down in that room?
No, I've sort of had a feeling for a while. You know, certainly when Alex was here, I had a feeling that I'd be on my way, and then even after that, it was still with the direction the club are saying they're going and rebuilding process and what have you. It was sort of apparent and clear that they were going to have to free up something, and the players out of contract, you know, were the easy targets, if you like. And, you know, although they had the option on me, it was still, I think it wasn't viable for the club to take that up. So, yeah.
Would it have got to the point where, if, you know, taken a pay cut, would you have stayed, or does it really work like that?
That was up to the club, but they decided that, you know, they said they wouldn't stand in my way and let me move on, and they wouldn't want to disrespect me. You know, with all due respect, you know, I'm 30 years old. If I was 36, 37, then absolutely I would have done that in a heartbeat. But, you know, I've got 10 years left in me, I think. You know, I'm in the best shape I've been for a long time. My body weight's as low as it's been since I've been here. So, you know, I'm working hard to make sure that I'm preparing myself right for the next 10 years. But, you know, it's... I think, like I said, this club means a lot to me. And it's given me everything that I could wish for in life, and for that I'll be eternally grateful.
So now my telly's off, this is still running. Where will we? Where will you be next year? Number two. I mean, would you take a number two keeper role up in the Premier League to be back in the Premier League?
It's all speculation, isn't it? It's all up in the air. It's, you know, seasons are still going on. So until clubs have finished their season and had a chance to reassess their squads, then you don't know what's going to happen. You know, I think I'm in a good position. Like I said, I'm 30 years old, nearly 400 league games, feeling healthy. So, you know, the opportunities hopefully will be coming in.
And that's probably a bit, that's exciting, isn't it? For as emotional as today is, I suppose the moving on, a refresh is a change as good as the rest in some ways.
Yeah, I guess so. And I hope from the bottom of my heart that the club does rebuild in the way that they intend to, and that they do bounce back and can, you know, have the success that we've had since I've been here. Because, you know, it's a massive club. It's got a lot of opportunity. We've got a lot of young, fantastic players who have been on show this season. So, you know, it's about building the squad around them and pushing forward and, like I said, getting that success.
If the opportunity had been afforded to you, John, would you have liked to have stayed here?
If it was right for me and right for the club, then I definitely would have sat down and had that discussion. But, you know, that was made apparent that it wasn't going to be offered. You know, like I said, I don't think they wanted to insult me, if you like, by offering me a derogatory offer, which, you know, I think that it was the only way they could have gone. So that was, it wasn't really an option from their point of view, I think. But, you know, it's one of those things, it's football. And to go out on a high like today, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
One really good save as well, where you tapped on in the bar in the first half.
Yeah.
I didn't actually notice that. I saw the replay. You must have enjoyed that, because that was important.
Yeah. No, it was nice. It was nice to make that save. And more importantly, you know, these occasions where both teams have got nothing to play for could play out into a dab squib, but I thought the lads applied themselves really well. You know, we got the first goal and then saw the first half out and then came out in the second half and got the other three. So it was important for us as a club to go out in that manner, and then, you know, for the lads who are going to be here next year to build on that is more important.
And just last one, in terms of your next move, what are going to be the key sort of criteria you've got in your head in terms of where you're going to go?
You know what, I haven't even had a chance to sit down and think about it. I think it's a discussion that me and my wife have got to have, because it's got to be right for all of us. You know, they're happy to move if they need to. But, you know, with kids at 9 and 5, it's schools, areas, new friends. You know, it's all of these factors that you have to take into account. So, like I said, once the offers start coming in and we can afford to weigh them up a little bit, then we'll hopefully make the right one for us.
You got a favourite moment, John? Was there one moment to... God, just pull up one, eh?
Fratton Park.
Yeah.
Fratton Park, without a doubt. I think because first season, obviously coming off or joining the team that had just got promoted from League One, and yeah, that evening, that night, I just, yeah, never forget it. Yeah, and I got, me and the wife found out that was when our little girl was born as well. So she found out that day as well. So it was an extra special day for us. And yeah, Fratton Park, definitely. That's why I never want to play there again, because I don't want to ruin that memory.
Well, they might not happen. You have to bear that in mind. It's a big club. And both your kids were mascots today?
Yes. That was really special, being able to walk out with them and share it with them. And, you know, just... like I said, they've grown up here. You know, my son was 18 months, 2 years old when we moved here. Little girl was born here, so this is all they've known. Norwich City is all they've known in football terms. So it's, yeah, Jack's obviously been ball boying for the last couple of years as well.
He's almost as tall as you.
He's almost as tall as me already, yeah. He's got size 8.5 feet and he's 9 years old. It's scary. So, yeah, but, you know, it was really special and it just added to the occasion. And like I said, to go out in that manner, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Top stuff, John. Very damn, John. Thanks.